AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama says the fatal on-air shooting of two Virginia TV station employees is heartbreaking. He says it breaks his heart every time he reads or hears about these kinds of incidents. Those who worked with reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward are heartbroken as well. Jeffrey Marks is the general manager at WDBJ-TV in Roanoke.
Brought excitement and exuberance to their work. They never failed to have a smile on their face, and they were the kinds of people who would do whatever was necessary and went above and beyond.
News director Kelly Zuber says the gunman, Vester Lee Flanagan, had been fired more than 2 years ago.
We heard nothing. We had no contact with him. His termination date from WDBJ-7 was February 1st, 2013.
Flanagan fled the scene after the shooting and died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound later in the day. A police officer has been shot and killed in Sunset, Louisiana, after responding to a house call where three women had been stabbed, one fatally. Sheriff Bobby Gidros tells KLFY-TV that a SWAT team went after the suspect, who was barricaded inside a convenience store.
We had to go in with tools. We had to go in with tear gas, sea gas. We had to go in with hammers and firemen's axes to try to get to the door and breach the door. And finally, they were able to do that.
Gunman was married to one of the women stabbed. A fast-moving tropical storm, Erica, neared Antigua and Barbuda as Floridians wonder about a possible strike Monday. Hurricane Center forecaster James Franklin.
Anywhere up from northern Florida all the way through the Keys right now has about a 20 to 30% chance of getting tropical storm force winds. And those likelihoods are roughly even no matter where you are.
This is AP Radio News. A defense official says the Pentagon's inspector general is looking into whether the U.S. Central Command distorted intelligence to exaggerate progress against Islamic State militants.
The New York Times first reported the probe began after at least one civilian defense intelligence analyst said CENTCOM was doctoring assessments prepared for the president and others. The military does not publicly comment on the watchdog's work, but Navy Captain Jeff Davis did say the Pentagon has talked about the war's difficulties.
We have been very candid.
But it's also painted a rosier picture than reflected on the ground. In May, even as a top officer was saying the militants were on the defensive, Iraqi officials were saying the group had just captured key ground in Ramadi. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama visits New Orleans today to mark the city's rebirth 10 years after Hurricane Katrina. He'll speak at a new community center in the Lower Ninth Ward. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.